so forth. But I do want us to take note. I know what the time is. I can't see it there, but I can see it here. Matthew chapter 2, if you do have your Bible and you can open it. I know it may be hard to see. If not, I will read it to you. I just want to read a part of a story and share a few thoughts this evening. Again, thank you for being here. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for just thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." You know, everybody loves Christmas time. People are different this time of year. If you're like me, I enjoy the music. I even enjoy, contrary to what we mentioned this morning jokingly, I enjoy being around my family and most of them, and family members. I enjoy the whole spirit of Christmas and the joy that it shows. And a lot of people would. But there is a problem with Christmas. By the way, in our society, we are moving away from Christmas. You know, it's Merry Xmas. It's Happy Holidays, or it's, you know, Have a Great Day or whatever. Last time I checked, the word Christ was in there. It's Merry Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays, although if you're talking, I know sometimes we say that and we mean, you know, New Year's and Thanksgiving and Christmas, that whole time of the year. I get that. But it seems that people are trying to get away from Christmas. I mean, they're not just trying to get away from Christmas, they're trying to get away from Christ. And it is under attack. Remember last year I read a story that there was a lady at a public school, and I think she may have been the nurse. She decorated her door with the Peanuts Christmas thing with Linus. And she quoted what Linus quoted. He quoted the verse in Luke. And she put that down there. And they came and they made her take that down. That was offensive. How anything like that is offensive is beyond me. Fact of the matter is, it isn't offensive. It's just that we've kind of moved away from what Christmas is really about. Christmas ought to be an enjoyable time. I don't bank with them. I'm already comfortable in the bank I'm with. But have you ever noticed Wells Fargo? They always have a sign outside of their banks, and it's a picture of the manger scene, and it says, Merry Christmas. They're not afraid of offending people. Really, it shouldn't be offensive. In the text we read, it's a story of the wise men, and they come to see Jesus. And as they talk and they meet Herod, and Herod hears the story, Herod is concerned that another king is born and checks with the scribes to find out what time he's supposed to be born. And he's concerned about it. He was worried about it. And there's a phrase in there that says, and he was troubled about it. And not just him and other people. You know, Christmas is a great time that there is trouble about it. Or there's a problem with it. And that's what I want to speak about for just a couple minutes this evening. What is the trouble with Christmas? Well, Christmas is only trouble. Christmas is only a problem for those who don't understand it. Or for those who do understand it, but they don't. And I want to mention four things that can be troubling about Christmas. You say, four things? That's a lot. It won't be long, trust me. No, you want to go home and eat tamales, Raul, or something of that nature. By the way, I'm in on that. Okay, you say, what should you have for Christmas? Should you have the traditional turkey or should you have tamales? Both. And ham, just for good measure. Okay, pumpkin pie, apple pie, pumpkin bread, Christmas cookies, all of the above. Okay, by the way, if you're on it, thank you, Dave, you just woke up. Appreciate you for coming tonight, buddy. By the way, if you're on a diet, it ends when this service is over. Okay, and it begins January 2nd. You can break that too. What is the trouble with Christmas? Let me give you four things that can be troubling about Christmas. First of all, when we know Christmas, but we don't know Christ. That was Herod's problem. Herod was concerned about Christ. He heard about this man who was allegedly born king of the Jews. He didn't even understand what that meant. That didn't mean a political thing. By the way, Judas didn't understand that, I believe. Judas and some of the guys and some of the people that followed Christ, they were looking for someone to offset and overthrow the Roman oppression that was dominating their society and keeping them from being a sovereign nation. But they didn't understand Christ and who he really was and why he came to this earth. We preached a whole message this morning about that. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Someone has said, if you take Christ out of Christmas, all you have left is a mess. And if you take Christ out of your life, probably all we're going to have left is a mess. So don't just think about Christmas. And again, there's nothing wrong with all of it. It's all great and it's all good. And it's a wonderful time of the year. And decorate your house to the hill and put your all that stuff. But never forget that it's not just Christmas. It's about Jesus Christ. I love the verse in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. Speaking of Christ, it says that in all things, he might have the preeminence. That he might be number one. So know about Christmas, but more importantly, know about Jesus Christ. Secondly, how else is Christmas troubling? When we know about gifts, but we don't know giving. You say, are you going to talk about giving? No, I'm not talking about it like that. Verse 2, the wise men said, for we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. You see, Christmas isn't about what we get, but it ought to be about what we give. It's mostly about gifts, though, right? That's why, you know, I don't know how long ago they coined the term Black Friday. By the way, why is it that Black Friday now starts on Thanksgiving Day? Right? It used to be you had to wait till you had to get up at 4 in the morning and be goofy. Then they bumped it up to where you could go shopping at midnight. Now it starts at 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Remember one time our family wanted to get something over at the Lakewood Mall, so we went. It was when it opened at midnight. So my wife and I and a few of the kids, we went there. We went, you know, we fought the line. We got into the store. We got everything she wanted, and I forgot my credit card to pay. And they're like, can you hold the stuff? They said, well, hold. So I called my son, Steven. I said, hey, we're at the mall. I need you to get my wallet and bring it over here. He goes, yes, I'm on the way. I said, okay, I'll be waiting outside. So I waited about 10 or 15 minutes, and he's not there. You know how impatience is. I grabbed my cell phone. I called him. I said, brother, where are you at? He goes, I'm here at the mall. I said, I'm standing outside. He goes, oh, okay, where are you at? And I mentioned some story. He goes, I must be on the other side of the mall. I'll drive around there. I waited another 5 minutes. I called him back. I said, man, where are you? He goes, what mall are you at? I said, I'm at the Lakewood Mall. He goes, I'm at Cerritos. Now look, it's gifts are fine, and that's all great. But what are we giving to this Christ that the Christmas is all about? These men came to worship him and to give to him. Now I understand we give gifts to our family, and we give gifts to our friends and all of that. But what have you given to Jesus Christ? Someone has said that Jesus is the only one who doesn't get the gifts on his own birthday. Well, what are we giving him? They gave him gold and frankincense and myrrh. You know what Jesus really wants from us? He wants us to give him our worship. When I'm talking about worship, I'm not talking about singing songs because that's not biblical worship. Okay? Sometimes the church says, oh, this is our worship. That's not worship. That's singing. Now, singing can lead you to worship. Worship is about putting Christ first in everything. It's about thinking about Christ and giving him your life and giving him everything. Hey, you know what Jesus wants from you this year? He wants you. That's all he wants. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants you to love him. Paul said, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body as a living sacrifice, saying, Lord, I love you, and I'm yours. Now, I'll just be honest with you. If the gift we give Jesus is us, that's a bad deal for him. It's a good deal for us that he died for us, but you know what? Believe it or not, that's what he wants. It's kind of like when you spend that money and you buy your little children, 2 and 3 year olds, you buy them this wonderful gift and they open it up and they pull it out and they play with the box. It's like, man, if I'd have known that, I would have just bought the box. It's a lot cheaper. But you know what? Despite the fact that maybe we're not the best gift in the world, he still loves us so much, he wants us to let him be a part of our lives. And I pray that you would let him do that. Thirdly, what else can be troubling at Christmas? When we know the story, but we don't know the scriptures. You see, Herod heard about the story and he had no idea what it was about, what was going on. So he had to go get the scribes and tell them, hey, what does the scripture, what does your scripture say about where the king is going to be born? Now, he used it for evil purposes, but he had no idea what it was about. Too many people know the basics of the story of Christmas, but they don't understand Christmas is not the end. Christmas is the beginning. It was the beginning of the life of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot more good stuff in that same Bible that tells us about Christmas and all that was entailed therein. And I encourage us, let's get into the scriptures. You see, Herod, from asking the scribes, he found out where Christ was going to be born, but he never in his life found out why Christ was going to be born. He knew the facts of the story, but he didn't understand the faith of the story. Too many Christians are like that. We know the facts of the Bible, but we don't know what they mean in our life, and we don't have the faith to put them into practice in our life. The basic story of the Bible is a story of redemption. It starts early on in Genesis. God creates man, and man turns away from God, and God promises that the deliverer one day will come, his chosen seed, who was Jesus Christ. And that whole story plays out until we get to the New Testament and Jesus Christ is born and dies for our sins. See, let's not have a superficial understanding of what the Bible is all about. And there's more to Jesus than just Bethlehem. There's more to Jesus than just being born in a manger. There's more to Jesus than just, you know, growing up and getting the gifts or whatever it is. There's a whole lot more to Jesus in the Bible if we would simply just get in it and learn it and make it a part of our life. Lastly, another thing that's troubling at Christmas is when we know Merry Christmas, but we don't know great joy. In verse 9, in verse 10, it says, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. You'll hear joy a lot. You'll read it in the Bible. Joy is everywhere. Joy is a part of the holidays. If you've had to go out and do any shopping in the last few days, if you didn't get run over by somebody in a shopping cart, people are in a better mood. Have you noticed that? I went out with my daughter yesterday to help get some things for our Christmas thing on Christmas Day. And my wife and I, we stopped at the grocery store, and she did get hit by a worker by a cart. The lady wasn't paying attention, turned the corner and rammed into her. And I got a lawyer. It's all good. But you know, we talk, whenever you talk to the people in line or you're talking to the cashier, they're all friendly. I mean, they're all happy. They all have joy. Now, I challenge you, check back with them on January 2nd. We know Merry Christmas. Oh, it's great, wonderful. But can I just tell you something? It's like, we can have that all year round. You know, like, it's like we like the weekends. We get time off away from work, but Monday can be a great day too. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Christmas is about joy. People are happy and they're more giving. Years ago, I took the kids and we went to some store and they were all buying little gifts or whatever. And my wife was in line with them to pay and I didn't want to wait in line. I went up to the front of the store and by the exit and they had a seat. I sat down. Well, I sat down next to one of the Red Cross buckets. I guess, I don't know if Santa Claus was sick that day or he was at the litter box or having, I don't know what he was doing. But I just sat there. It was the only seat available. So I sat there and a lady walked by and she put money in the thing and she thought I was working there. And she looked at me and said, I'm sorry, that's all I have. So I'm like, that's okay, ma'am. God bless you. So I thought if I have to sit here anyhow, might as well see if we can bring some cash in. And as people are walking by, I'm like, oh, they're digging their pockets and they're giving money. Man, that was fun. Okay. Now people are a little more giving at Christmas time of the year. Why? Because of joy. People are friendlier Christmas time. Why? Because of the joy. All of it. But I'm telling you today that you can have that joy 365 days a year. If you really understand the Christ of Christmas. And I'm just the type of person, why would I want to not have something that God is offering? You ever see these people, they try to hang on to Christmas, their Christmas lights are up till February. Their Christmas trees, one of our neighbors here, if you're visiting in church, I have no idea why it was apartment over here. Last year, about February 1st, they took their Christmas tree out. And they placed it. I didn't see them. I always walk around the block to keep the blood flowing when I'm working here. And I saw the tree. It's like February 1st. It's like they're putting their Christmas tree out in February. I mean, that thing was deader than George Washington. And that thing was out there for about a month and a half because they were past the tree recycling time. But they're trying to, you know why they hold on? We want to hold on to Christmas because of what it represents. You don't have to hold on to Jesus, to Christmas to get it. Just take the mass out and hang on to Christ and you'll get it. Christmas. Christmas ought to be a great time, but the trouble comes when we don't understand these basic things. Let's stand together this evening.